Under Western Eyes by Joseph Conrad. Author's note. It must be admitted that by the mere force of circumstances, Under Western Eyes has become already a sort of historical novel dealing with the past. This reflection bears entirely upon the events of the tale, but being as a whole an attempt to render not so much the political state as the psychology of Russia itself, I venture to hope that it has not lost all its interest. I am encouraged in this flattering belief by noticing that in my articles on Russian affairs of the present day, reference is made to certain sayings and opinions uttered in the pages that follow, in a manner testifying to the clearness of my vision and the correctness of my judgment. I need not say that in writing this novel I had no other object in view than to express imaginatively the general truth which underlies its action, together with my honest convictions as to the normal complexion of certain facts more or less known to the whole world. As to the actual creation, I may say that when I began to write, I had a distinct conception of the first part only, with the three figures of Haldin, Razumov, and Councillor Mikulin defined exactly in my mind. It was only after I had finished writing the first part that the whole story revealed itself to me in its tragic character and in the march of its events as unavoidable and sufficiently ample in its outline to give free play to my creative instinct and to the dramatic possibilities of the subject. The course of action need not be explained. It has suggested itself more as a matter of feeling than a matter of thinking. It is the result not of a special experience but of general knowledge, fortified by earnest meditation. My greatest anxiety was in being able to strike and sustain the note of scrupulous impartiality. The obligation of absolute fairness was imposed on me historically and hereditarily by the peculiar experience of race and